Yirmiyah Perek Chav Zayin Pasuk Aleph Le'ilui Nishmas Betzalel Tzvi Ben Moshe Yitzchak Bereishis Mamleches Yehoyakim Ben Yoshiyahu Melech Yehuda. At the outset, the beginning of the reign of Yehoyakim, the son of Yoshiyahu, the king of Yehuda, Hayadvar Hadavar Hazel Yirmiyah Me'ez Hashem Le'mor, came this nevuah to Yirmiyah. So we're jumping around in time again. Rashi says that this was Shalosh Shanim Lutnesha Molach Nebuchad Netzar Nisnabi Olav Sheyimloch. This is 3 years prior to Nebuchadnezzar even ascending the throne of Babel. But God already has a plan, and he sent the Nebuah through Yirmiyah, telling him that the destroyer of the Beis HaMikdash is coming. So, the first year of Yehoyakim's reign, there's going to be a mention of Tzidkiyahu, and Tzidkiyahu didn't take over until after Yehoyakim and Yehoyachin, who took over after him. But nevertheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Yirmiyah well in advance to perform a very symbolic act. Ko amar Hashem Eli, Hashem said the following to me, says Yirmiyah later. We switch personas from third person, the word of God came to Yirmiyah, to first person. God said to me, Asei lecha moseros umotos. Make for yourself moseros, Rashi says, ritsuos ha'ol, straps of a yoke, and metal bars. Unesatam al tzavarecha, and put them, place them upon your neck. So is this an actual physical yoke that he's putting on, or a symbolic yoke that he's putting on? But the idea is that these straps and the bars confine an animal to a yoke. And this is a symbol of Klal Yisrael, because we had rebelled against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and as they used to say in farming, back when I was a youth on the farm, which I never was, that the animal kicked over its traces, kicked over its straps and restraints, and tried to escape from the yoke, which is what we had done, trying to escape the Ol Malchus Shamayim, the Ol Torah. So here we are making a symbolic yoke to say that the yoke is going to come back upon to us. And not only that, but all the kings of the ancient world have to be aware that Nebuchadnezzar is coming and that their fate is going to be intimately tied together with his incredible empire that lasts for such a very short time. According to the Mefarshim, Yirmiyah carried around these poles and straps for 11 years of Yehoyakim's reign, and then through Yehoyachin, which is very short, and then into the fourth year of Tzidkiyahu HaMelech. So it's going to be more than 15, 16 years that he's going to have this. And we're going to see in Perek Chav Ches that that's when Hananiah HaNavi is going to take the poles off the neck of Yirmiyah. So it's entirely possible, physically, that Yirmiyah himself is wandering around with a strange contraption around his neck everywhere he goes, which only makes his appearance even more bizarre to the people who don't want to listen to his message. So they're not listening to his words and they're mocking his appearance. But he bears it all kind of stoically and lets it go. We learn, for example, in the Tochacha, Hashem says, "Vo'ashbar motos ulechem," that I will, the yoke is going to oppress all of you people. You're going to be harnessed. The beast of burden with the burden to be pulled, says Rabbi Breuer. So either it's the yoke of Torah that they've thrown off, or the yoke of Nebuchadnezzar that's about to be put on. Gimel b'shilachtam el melech Edom vel melech Moav. Send them. Send what? So that's an interesting question. So apparently it's envoys. So Rashi explains he is going to send eventually the yoke and the straps as well. But it's going to be sent in the fourth year of the reign of Nebuchadnezzar. So the question is he making multiple yokes? Is he just sending the one so he doesn't wear it for 15 years? So there's kind of a difference of opinion as to whether, physically speaking, Yirmiyah keeps this whole contraption in his possession for the next extended period of time, or if it's going to be sent around as a message to kings who have no clue and no intention of listening. So send these items, or at least some facsimile of the items, to the king of Edom and to the king of Moab, who at one time were under the control of David HaMelech. So that's a pretty big statement that the Malchus Yehuda is no longer going to have any authority over you. And in fact, we see Rashi says that Tzidkiyahu HaMelech was made the ruler over five kings who are about to be named, that they were under his authority. But he was under the authority of Nebuchadnezzar. So Radak and Abarbanel say that this comes from Mefarshim, and that it's also found kind of in reference in Echa Perek Beis. But the Abarbanel says it's not that they were under his authority, and that's why they're going to be involved. It's that they came to Tzidkiyahu to plot a rebellion against Nebuchadnezzar, against the best interests of Klal Yisrael. So maybe they were under his authority, but maybe they were trying to start a rebellion. And so therefore, they're all implicated in what's going on. So, send to the king of Edom, the king of Moab, Velmelech Bnei Amon, the king of Amon, Velmelech Tsar, Velmelech Sidon, all of the major powers in the Mediterranean Middle East, all of the ones surrounding Klal Yisrael, send messages or yokes to them. Biyad Malachim Haboim Yerushalayim, in the hands of envoys who come to Jerusalem. Maybe they're ambassadors, maybe ambassadors sent by Yirmiyah to them. A little bit unclear, but it sounds like it's their own people. El Tzidkiyahu Melech Yehuda, to Tzidkiyahu, the king of Yehuda, who at the time that Yirmiyah is articulating the Nebuah is not king of Yehuda yet. This is the beginning of Yehoyakim, not Tzidkiyahu. But nevertheless, God is laying out the immediate geopolitical future. Dalad v'tzivisahu sam el adonehem lemor, and command the messengers, the envoys, to go tell their masters, says Matsudas David. Ko amar Hashem tzvakos elokei Yisrael, ko samaru el adonehem. This is what the God of Israel says. Say the following to your masters, these kings of the region. Hey, anochi asisi es aretz, I created the earth, says God, in case you weren't sure. Es ha'adam, es ha'behemo asher p'nei ha'aretz. The human beings and the animals that dwell on the surface of the earth. B'chochi ha'gadol b'zro'i ha'natuya. With my great strength and my outstretched arm. Unesatiha la'asher yoshar be'inai. And I gave it to him that pleased me. The thing is, now the one who pleases me is somebody else. Nebuchadnezzar. So you should be aware that tough times are coming. So the Navi is not only, says Rabbi Breuer, handing the cup of fate to Yehuda, but also to the other nations as well. And he bears for them the harness of the yoke that awaits them. The time is coming, and it's coming soon. Less than 20 years is not a very far span of time. Get ready. But nobody believes what he has to say. They've never heard of this Nebuchadnezzar, and they've rarely heard of Bavel.